Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, hey, welcome back here. As we've been all over the board and talking a lot about the Dolphins. Kind of watching how these final four teams have been put together and kind of bringing it back a little bit to the Miami Dolphins, who are also waiting to find out who the defensive coordinator will be. Adam Beasley, NFL director for Pro Football Network, joins us. Bees, how you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, what's your take? I know some people think Vic Fangio could be the next defensive coordinator here. What's your thoughts, and could you see it happening?
Yeah, I mean, certainly they're running. He reportedly had his meeting yesterday, one of at least four, I think, finalists that we know, including one internally. But Vic has got to be the number one, right, on the power rankings. The problem with going after the number one pick is you have a lot of other people going after him as well. So I do think the fact that Sean Payton's kind of dragging his feet a little bit, and, you know, the whispers are out of that camp that he might not actually take a job this cycle, could help, because everyone thought it was kind of a foregone conclusion that wherever Payton goes, Vic will go. The fact that Payton's may not coach in 2023 certainly helps the Dolphins' chances for landing, one of the best assistant coaches in the history of the game. I mean, Vic Fangio is bar none as far as the defensive mind, and he would be a huge upgrade for this team.
I am. My sense is we're going to change our whole style of defense a little bit. Like, this has kind of run its course. Do you agree? Going to be a little different?
100%. And I think he felt frustration from within the locker room at times last year about all these zero blitzes, all these leaving these DBs on an island. And if you have two number ones and, you know, your safeties are all healthy and you're flying around making plays, you can make a great living, you know, sending the house every other play. But when Xavien Howard is your only starting cornerback available and he's maybe 75-80% because of lingering injuries, it's just a bad idea. So here's the, you know, even X, we saw points last year, could benefit from safety help. And to have safety help, you can't have those safeties, you know, pinning their ears back and going after the quarterback. So you look at, you know, historically, the kind of defenses that Fangio has run, they're not against blitzing for any, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. They'll blitz when they feel like it's strategic. But the days of 35%, 40% blitz rate, which the Dolphins have lived in the last 3-4 years, I think those days are over.
Yeah. I'm on the we got to get more out of the front four. I mean, I like Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips and the tackle position, which has turned out to be a real strength of this team. We just we got to get more there. Hey, I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about. We're getting a lot of this today and yesterday as well. The Dolphins, and maybe the most important question with this team, who's going to be the backup quarterback, just because of the situation right now with Tua Tagovailoa. Skylar Thompson, do you think he's a backup quarterback next year?
I would be surprised if they don't get a veteran. I think they're going to go – they cannot be in the same situation they were this year. And I think we've talked about this on the show already, that you can't go into the playoffs crossing your fingers with a seventh-round pick. And the Niners, certainly, God bless them, might win a Super Bowl doing it, but that's a lotto ticket. That's the exception. That's not the rule. More often than not, there's a reason these guys are going in the 200s, you know, draft pick. It's because they've got flaws, they've got warts. And, you know, can Skylar Thompson someday be a dependable backup quarterback or even a fringe starter? Certainly. We saw the flashes last summer. But I don't think Steve Ross has any appetite whatsoever of rolling his dice with a at least thrice concussed Tua Tagovailoa, maybe four times concussed Tua Tagovailoa in his football career, and Skylar Thompson, who completed 40% of his passes in a playoff game. I don't think that is a tenable situation. So the question is, well, what do you want? What are you willing to spend? I know they've got some cap restrictions. They can, you know, finesse those if they need to and create some space. But what are you looking for? Are you looking for, you know, a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo who's going to want $25 million and a chance to start? I don't think that's their headspace right now, unless everything we heard from them 2 weeks ago was kind of, you know, misdirection. I think you're going to look more along the lines of another Teddy Bridgewater type, but hopefully a little bit more durable. I mean, you need, and I do think that if Bridgewater played in that playoff game, they would have had a very good chance to win. And if you would have been healthy all season, you wouldn't have been sweating out that Jets game in Week 18. It was a bad execution of a flawed plan because you had an injury prone starting quarterback and an injury prone backup quarterback. You can't act surprised when they both get injured.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that part. So you're looking at these draft picks. You still, after all the things have happened, you lost one number one pick and you traded two other ones for a defensive end and a wide receiver, and you hope the pass rush will be as good as that wide receiver on the outside, and you have no problem. But we're sitting here with round two now, 51, and round three coming up. I know we got a lot of time, but you got to hit on some of these picks. These guys, because of the money situation, we got to have some young guys coming in and play right away. We got to have some more Cater Kahu guys. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. You look back at their 2022 draft, and it was, I wouldn't say a total bust, but it was pretty close. You did get a bunch of snaps out of Skylar, so that was encouraging. But the guys in the fourth, fifth, sixth rounds contributed very, very little to this team, if anything at all. You can't have another year like that. And I understand that you get to day three, and it's kind of crossing your fingers and throwing a dart at the dartboard and all that. But they have had success in the past finding these gems, these acorns, in the words of Jeff Ireland, a blast from the past, of finding these guys that are going to play over their station and contribute to the team. I agree with you completely. If you're going to be in a position, if you're going to have a mindset where we're okay giving up our ones to get stars, you got to hit on your twos. Your twos and your threes have to be rotation players at the very least and solid starters at best.
So let me ask you, I'm looking at just what the picks could be, and it's way too early, and I'm doing a Mel Kiper Jr. right now.
Yeah,
on you
I haven't given a shred of thought to this.
I know
so
you haven't.
We're talking live as we go.
No. And I'm not talking about any names in college. I just think we need some fresh wheels at the running back position, that one of those three or four top picks needs to be a running back, right, with a lot of tread left on the tires. Do you agree with that besides
the free agent? Yeah, I mean, especially
agent?
Because Jeff Wilson, free agent, the backups they had, I don't know the contract situation for Ahmed or Gaskin, but they've been around for a minute, so it wouldn't surprise me if they're up as well. I don't think this organization believes they need to use a number one, which they don't have anyway, on a running back. They've never done it. Chris Greer is against it. And even the splashes they made in free agency, how much money did they actually spend, right? And Chase Edmonds is among them, and he didn't even last to the trade deadline. I mean, he was a non-factor. I do think, though, this offense is kind of running back proof, that if it's executing the way it is and they've got the blockers they need and the scheme they have, you can – and we saw it in San Francisco, and I know they gave up the farm to get Christian McCaffrey, but he's kind of a generational player type of deal. But if you're not going to have one of those top end guys, there really is not a huge amount of functional difference between a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick at running back. They're just – and so the analytics, Joe, say that you stockpile, it's quantity, not quality, at quarterback. At running back. You get as many of those guys as you can that are young and fresh and healthy and on rookie deals, and you don't pay them. That's kind of what the analytics say. But I'm with you. If we've sat here since – when's the last time they had a dominant running back? Was it Jay Ajayi? And I wouldn't even know if you would consider him dominant. He just had three incredible games, and the rest of the season he was just okay. Is that what this league dictates? Does it need, you know, does it necessitate anymore a guy who's going to give you 300 carries? I don't know. But I do agree with you that they absolutely need to add real, true quality depth and not a bunch of seventh-round picks.
Adam, so Mike inherited a lot of these players, and I'm talking about the tight end position where I see no way Mike Gesicki comes back. I see no way he wants to come back and play 20, 25, 30% of the snaps and catch 30-something footballs. I think he'll get a better offer out there where somebody will say, hey, you're going to be a bigger part of our offense. I don't know if you agree with that or not. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I don't think they can afford to keep Mike Gesicki. Yeah. I think that he was a luxury in 2022, and they can't afford luxuries going forward, especially if they have to start figuring out what to do with Tua and his contract and all that. They torched some money in the free agency cycle in 2022, and I think part of that was because they had no idea they were going to get Tyreek Hill. But between, you know, the Gesicki contract, the Cedric Wilson contract, who, by the way, Cedric, when given the opportunity in 2022, made some plays. I don't know why this offense was so reliant on two players in the passing game, at least, and obviously their running back was kind of by committee, but they were so reliant on two players in the passing game, despite having real value elsewhere, you know, in that position group, and, you know, Cedric Wilson, Mike Gesicki, the ones we mentioned, it was a misallocation of resources, and I think they understand that. So they're not going to go out and spend another $10, $12 million on a tight end that they're not going to use. I agree with you. I think he's gone. But I do think they need to be more balanced in offense, and I think they did get a bit predictable about midway through the season, two-thirds of the way through the season, when teams kind of figured out, all right, if we shut these two dudes down, they've got nothing else that they're going to do. And that was a challenge for McDaniel during the season.
No, I agree with you. No, I totally agree with you. So I want to ask you about these games coming up here real quickly. Cincinnati, man, seems like a confident, cocky team coming to Kansas City. What do you think happens in that game?
Well, they certainly take on the personality of their quarterback. I mean, that guy is a stud. I mean, he is a cool, cool dude. And he feels no pressure. He is just – it's incredible. He's impervious to pressure. He has fun. He's dynamic. He's got an incredible, you know, weapons around him. It's just a great situation, and they're clicking on all cylinders. You know, I'm not going to ever tell people how to spend their money, but I loaded up on the Bengals money line. I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. I saw value in Cincinnati when I got it. Now the line's changed a bit since then. But the Chiefs can't beat the Bengals when Mahomes is 100%. How are the Chiefs going to beat the Bengals when Mahomes at 70, 75%? And again, football's crazy. Weird things can happen. Not every game is the same as the one before. But I feel like the Bengals kind of own the Chiefs at this point. And it doesn't matter if the game's played on the moon. They have an incredible amount of confidence that they can go and beat that team. And again, at 100%, they have that confidence because they've done it time and time again. So, you know, how do I see potentially the Chiefs winning? Run the football, you know, play action. And they're not going to be able to get Mahomes out of the pocket. He's going to have to stay in there, but protect him well. And force Burrow to do something he hasn't done a ton of, which is give the ball away.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, San Francisco at Philly. God, it just sounds so good, man. Sounds like just great game.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. You might see 700 rushing yards combined. I mean, these are two teams that really love to run the football. Two quarterbacks that were certainly forgotten about or overlooked largely in the draft process. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a really good game. I don't have a feel for it. I do believe the Niners are the most complete team in the National Football League, but do you trust a seventh-round pick rookie going on the road in the NFC Championship game and winning? That would be my only reason to say, you know, Philadelphia's got a real shot to win this.
I keep waiting for Purdy to act like a seventh-round rookie, and he just hasn't done it. I keep waiting, and that system – and the way
he does
played.
Incredibly well, Joe. He's a distributor, and he does not make mistakes.
No.
He does not give the ball away. And so when you have, you know, a 5-yard hitch becomes a 50-yard touchdown, that offense, you have probably the best defense in the National Football League, and you have a really good running game with Christian McCaffrey. You don't need your guy to be Patrick Mahomes. You just need him to be solid. He's been more than solid.
Adam, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on this morning. You take care of yourself. Thanks.
All right, enjoy the games this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.